Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Physical touch, the language of affection in a relationship or even in flirting when you're meeting someone you're attracted to, is a critical component of our relationships, of the relationship and dating dance. So there are a few things to think about here. Mary had trouble with physical touch because of what it meant, what it was saying to her in her background when she was growing up. She felt uncomfortable with physical affection. It made her a little bit anxious, a little tense. It made her almost freeze up and stiffen up a little bit. Because in her family, there had been a lack of safety around physical touch. For Mary, physical touch could be harmful or cross sexual boundaries inappropriately. So even though her adult self understood and knew intellectually that the context of her meeting people or going out to a place where you would dance with somebody and they might put their arm around you as they danced, or someone giving you a hug if you were meeting somewhere, even though she intellectually knew those were fine, those old instincts of what touch was saying, what touch meant and could mean, had a part of her still dealing with old trauma and the protection from it. Another thing that can happen with touch isn't just about past wounds, past trauma. It can be literally about what touch meant in our family and growing up. In some cultures and some families, there's just simply far less physical touching going on. The way that we express love for one another might be through doing something for the other person, telling the other person something with words, but there may be far less physical affection displayed. It might also be just a difference in style of physical affection. One partner may enjoy touching in private, and another may touch in public, putting their arm around you while you go for a walk. The displays of affection that you give and receive say a lot about not only the cultural and family influences that you picked up, but it says a lot about what your emotional needs are and what your emotional wounds may be around safety and touch. Just take a moment, like Mary had to, and think about what feels good and safe to you, giving touch and receiving touch. Obviously, sexual touch is a whole nother level of intimacy, but for now, just concentrate on affectionate touch, the kind of pat on the arm or a pat on the back, a hug, cuddling. Affectionate touch can be the little ways that we create closeness or maintain closeness through a day. Is it easier for you to give or to receive physical touch, little physical displays of affection? Is it easier for you to do it in private than in public? Perhaps you were raised in a family where you were told it might make other people uncomfortable to witness someone being physically affectionate, basically saying I love you through them, they're touching. The other thing to think about is there a certain level at which it becomes inappropriate for you? Inappropriate just meaning it doesn't quite feel right, where it feels a little uncomfortable. It's like, hey, this is too much hugging out in public. Or if you're in bed and you want to cuddle, just lay your head on your partner's chest. How does that feel? Giving and receiving affection is one of the ways we communicate that love. One of the things you can do today is just become aware of the style that you generally have and ask yourself if it's the style you want to have. Sometimes we've picked up stuff from our family, from our cultural style, or from, again, the wounds of our past, but it's not what we want ideally. And then think about the style of physical touch and affection that your partners have had. Is that what you want? Is that ideal to you? Physical touch and affection is such an important way for us to continue to communicate to one another in the language of relationships, dating, and love. Explore yours today and have healthier, more empowered relationships. Much love. If these are helpful to you, please leave a review, a rating, and share with friends.